So welcome to day two of Sim's travel vlog, pod, however you want to call it. We joined Sim today as he's just departed the ferry on the Wednesday morning, and he will take us through his travels down to Le Mans and his various stops on the way, and then lead us through his day up until post-qualifying and his return to the campsite. If there was any part of day one that interested you that you want to comment on, or if you have any questions going forwards, please feel free to let us know. We have the Racing Line Discord channel for the Vodcast, and the link is available for that in the description. Also, I will post Sim socials in the description, so direct any questions towards him and we'll get them answered.
Just got back to the car on the ferry, had a decent nap of about an hour, around 20 minutes actually, feeling quite refreshed. It's pretty good. Sat now saying 5 hours 40 minutes down to Le Mans. It's currently 20 past 6. I reckon I'll do it in about 6 hours with a couple of stops. Be there for 12:30, hopefully. That'd be great. A little bit behind my self-imposed schedule, but as long as I'm there for the track action, which I think is 3 o'clock, then we're all good. They were serving breakfast on the ferry. It was a breakfast box. Absolute daylight robbery. £13 for an apple juice, 1 sausage, 2 rashers of bacon, hash brown, a bit of egg. Oh, I feel violated paying that. But I was like, back in the car, got my Munster, my Coca-Cola and my Haribo ready to go. Let's do this. 20 past 9, I've just cleared Rouen. Sat-nav clearly thought I was still in England when I was getting off the boat, because as soon as I hit dry land, it updated and took an hour and a half off the runtime. Estimated time of arrival in Le Mans was now 11 a.m. So, yeah, well ahead of schedule, taking a nice easy drive down. One thing I hate doing is driving through Rouen. So a nice little trick is to come off the A28 and you want to go down the A151, which takes you round to the southwest side of Rouen. Costs an extra couple of euros on a toll road, but much easier than going through centre Rouen. Of course, I missed that turning, so I ended up going through the centre Rouen anyway. Getting stuck at every traffic light possible. They're all on red. Couple of those weird ones which make no sense to us that are just flashing yellow. Everybody else stopped, so I did as well, and wait until they moved off to go green. But yeah, decent drive so far. Love driving in France. Roads are so much better than in the UK. Car's sitting nicely at 130 kph. Weather's not too bad. 15-16 degrees indicated inside the car. Very foggy slash misty slash drizzly. It's not really raining, but the windscreen has needed a few wipes as it's misted up. Can't see the top of the windmills in the fields due to low-lying fog. Does seem to be warming up a bit now, but quite breezy, quite pleasant outside, actually. Of course, in the car, aircon's on at a nice toasty 23 degrees Celsius, so travelling down in comfort. Seeing a few other Brits on their way down, a couple of stickered-up cars. There's a Toyota Avensis, I think it is, in the full black Denso. Number 8 Toyota livery, that looks great. I've seen him a few times on the way down from Calais. Also a Audi RS6, again with a few Le Mans stickers down the side of it. He was flashing some guy in the outside lane to get out of his way, because he was only doing 140 kph. Of course, as soon as he went past, I spotted that behind the RS6 there was, of course, a Dacia Sandero with different coloured body panels on the front to the rear, which was right up the arse of the Audi RS6 when in France and all that. I guess just stopping for a brief bit of, I don't know if it's breakfast, lunch, whatever it is. I've got some Haribo strawberry straws, delicious. Some Flips milk chocolate covered pretzels and a can of Coke. Just finished my can of Monster. Sat-nav's now estimating about 2 hours down to Le Mans. It's all basically one road from here. I've got to get on the A13, and then I think it's the next sat-nav instruction is go straight for 102 miles or something like that. So nice easy drive down there. Going to stop once more just to sort my tickets out before I actually get into Le Mans again. Ignore the sat-nav, which will tend to take me through the centre of Le Mans. Stay on the A13 and then jump across, basically following the signs for the MM Arena, or the Marie something arena it is now, but Le Mans Industrial Estate Stauf. That takes you right around the city, and it pops you right out on Tête Rouge, effectively. Obviously track action today, so I won't be able to go that way, but then it's just a
a short drive through the south side of the city, some of the suburbs, brings you out by the museum. Wrong way around the old track and into the campsites that way. So yeah, about 2 hours to go, so should be there quite easily for 11:30, midday. Gives me a couple of hours to get a tent up. Obviously, I will check the racing line app once I'm there to see what time I want to be trackside at. Ooh, lovely DB9 in golf livery just gone past there. So I'm sat at the services. Yeah, I'll use the racing line app to work out what time the track action is and then make my way to the track there. So yeah, speak to you in a bit. Making great progress now. About 45 minutes away from Le Mans, according to the sat-nav. Probably about 50-55 minutes by the time I take the alternative route. Maybe an hour by the time I get stuck in traffic. Almost certainly an hour 15 by the time I've dealt with control as well. Just Air Dentel de l'Encon or something like that is called. Lots of people on the way to Le Mans making stop here. I'm sat looking at a lovely French Aston. Loads of people in Alpine shirts, however you want to say it. Quite a few British cars about as well. A couple of nice 911s. Couldn't tell you what gen. Don't really do that despite Matt's best attempts. Driving through France remains as wonderful as ever. Hardest bit is obviously the being on my own, dealing with the payages, having to get out, get a ticket, get back in, get out, pay, get back in. It's not that big a deal, just a bit of pain in the backside. Of course, last year Matt was helping me on the way back, apart from one payage we pulled up to where he proceeded to drop the ticket and it went under the car. Because I pulled so close to the barrier to let him do it, he couldn't get it, so I ended up having to get out anyway. So cheers, Matt, for your help with that one last year. I'll say 45 minutes to go. It's really starting to warm up now. Air temperature outside is showing us 21 degrees. I've turned the aircon off. Just rocking along in ambient now. Listen to my last few podcasts in the lineup. All the Radio Show Limited / Radio Le Mans class previews. Pretty good listen. Yeah, well on time for a midday arrival. 11:56 and I am in Chemin Obif, the Who campsite. Arrived 4 minutes earlier than anticipated, almost like I do this for a living. So midday Central European time. Left at what, 10:20 English time, so 12 hours 40 door to door. Not bad going that. Anyway, it is roasting. It's about 27 degrees already and I've got a tent to put up, so wish me luck. Camp's all set up. It took about an hour and a half. First time I've put that tent up on my own. Bloody hot work in this weather. 27 degrees rising to 31. I am dripping. Ground is hard and dry. Left my shoes in the sun, so they're roasting as well, literally. And if it stays in the sun for more than 5 minutes, it's just burning hot. Wandering up to the track now, crossing the Bugatti track, heading over to the grandstands on top of the pits. Hopefully can get in there as always, and that's where I'm going to watch first practice from my usual vantage point. It's great to see the cars blasting out the pits, hearing the engines at full speed down the pit straight. The sound's bouncing off the grandstands either side. Just a brilliant spectacle. Got about 10 minutes to go before that first session, so better get shufty on.
Just jumping back in, just to say that Sim recorded some ambient audio from trackside. So I just thought I'd drop some of that in where possible, just to kind of enjoy the different sounds of the different engines and different cars. These are recorded on the start-finish straight, so you're getting to hear the cars at full power with some kind of parts from the pits as well. Both the stands either side of the pit start straight are quite steep. You've got the stand above the pits and then various tiers on the other side, both kind of roofed as well, so the sound echoes quite well around it. And yeah, I think it's picked up really well in the audio, so yeah, please enjoy.
To go till qualifying, heading back to the track. Stayed in the grandstand for the entirety of FP1, thoroughly enjoyed that. Hot footed it back to the campsite. Needed to dry out my very sweaty socks, get some more sun cream on, get get some fluids in me. 31 degrees, no cloud cover, 40% humidity. It is roasting. Feels like 2017, when all the P1 hybrids were failing due to the heat, and the Jota P2 almost won. It's the hottest I've ever experienced at Le Mans, and this is already close. So yeah, hot-footed back to the tent. Brought a fan with me because I'm prepared to sat in front of that while eating a pot noodle. That's all I've had time for. Didn't want to cook something. There's only an hour and 45 minutes between sessions, but as I walked back to the campsite and then walked back again, that was all the time I really had. I'm going to stop and try and find an ice cream or a nice cold beverage though. Thinking of crossing the track for this section, going under the track, going sitting on the outside of the start finish straight. I usually like to stand at the pit exit for this session, but given the beating sun and the fact there's absolutely no shade there, I'm going to give it a miss today. I'm going to find some relief from the sun in the grandstands.
2-1, Hypercar qualifying has started. Please remind drivers to respect tournaments.
So it's currently 11 o'clock. We're halfway through the night practice session. As you can probably hear in the background, I'm heading back to the tent. Sat trackside, I realise I'm just seeing blurry lights go past. Nothing's going in from the commentary or timing screen. Not surprising, so I've had about 4 hours sleep since 7:30 yesterday morning at this point. Driven 500 miles, pitched a tent. Not a euphemism, that one. Yeah, did all that on a pot noodle. A massively overpriced breakfast and some hunky-dory crisps. I have since had some hot dog and chips trackside. That was much more worth it. So yeah, I'm going to head back to the tent. I'm going to quickly go have a shower, find out what flavour of shower I'm going to have, hot or cold, crawl into bed, and then crash out before I get to do it all again tomorrow. Absolutely knackered, and I couldn't be happier.
There we are, a great day's audio from Sim, and I think we can certainly tell the various stages of awakeness throughout the day from him. So just a couple of points to pick up from the day's audio musings from Sim. Firstly, it'd be interesting to get any feedback if anyone wants to share their preferred air temperature for the car. I know Sim prefers 23, which I always found quite toasty. I prefer it more for 19 degrees personally. I like a bit of a chill side of temperature when I'm driving, but that's just kind of personal preference. I enjoyed Sim's commentary on the Dacia chasing the Audi, and I think anyone particularly that's driven from the UK down to Le Mans kind of appreciate the French driving on the auto routes, and it seems to be a car brand is kind of ignored, and if a Dacia wants to get past you, you certainly get out of the way and make room for it. And yeah, nice of Sim to remind me about the Payage ticket incident. Just for kind of more context, over the years, Sim has amassed a bag of Euro coinage that's sole purpose is for use at the toll booths. So when I was kind of wingman for him and sat in the passenger seat, I had this big bag of change where I was trying to work out the coins I needed for the toll booth, just so kind of we would get through as quick as possible. So in the mix of counting these coins and having this bag of coins all over the place without wanting that to drop everywhere, yeah, I did let slip of the ticket and kind of cause even more pain than probably would have done just counting money at the ticket. So yeah, certainly a lesson learned for being a passenger there. It's quite cool to hear of Sim going to the start finish straight. That's something we've done kind of every year. We've almost had a routine or a route that we like to go through to kind of spectate, especially in the early parts of the week and the early track action. So yeah, it's always good to have that kind of balance, and so we know what to expect. But through the group, but especially Sim's consistent viewing of Le Mans, he knows everywhere where he needs to be to get the best viewing. So really good faith in Sim there. So yeah, so at the end of the day, Sim's slurring his words, so we're leaving to get some rest and see what he has to look forward to for the day. Just looking at the racing line for today, we have practice 3 at 1:45, and we have the hyperpole session starting at 7 o'clock, which runs for 2 hours, so always a great session that is leading up to the weekend's race. And then the final practice session, practice 4, will be running at 10 p.m. for 1 hour, so a nice dark session again to end the day. Please remember to like, comment and subscribe on your pod platform of choice. It's massively appreciated and makes a huge difference. And again, the Racing Line Discord and Sim Socials will be in the podcast description if you want to send any questions and any interactions our way.